We've got our final school report this morning, and this one is from Two Harbors. Robbie TG is the teacher, and Lexi is the reporter this morning.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of October 5th, 2019. My name is Lexi, and I'm your phonologist for this week. We have a myriad of weather this week. Sunny and warm to rain and wind. Emily Creek by Ruka's house is flooded. Many other students have reported high creek levels near their homes as well. At Kelton's house, the voles are trying to find respite from the rain. We actually had our first snowfall on Friday, October 11th. The fall colors are at their peak this week. Jeremiah found a giant maroon and brown maple leaf, the biggest he's seen, lying on the ground. On Wednesday the 9th, Bailey spotted a dragonfly near our school pond. Painted lady butterflies are still being seen this week. Several students are continuing to report bear sightings. They are foraging for food to prepare for winter. On Wednesday the 9th, while reading along the nature trail, Sophie, Dale, Michael, and Jenna heard a frog in the leaves on the school forest floor. Everyone on Ellen and Anna's bus watched a bald eagle perched on top of a dead tree along the road. Kestrels, our smallest falcon, are still being seen on power lines along the road. Emerson reported a loon sighting at the lake at Bearhead State Park while she was fishing. She didn't catch anything. Maybe the loon scared everything away. Owen spotted three grouse in the woods by his house searching for buds to eat. This is prime time for grouse hunting. Deer are starting to come into yards and chewing on shrubs and garden vegetables around the house. A buck rubbed along a young yellow birch Miss TG planted in her yard. She went around and fenced the rest of them to protect. Skunks are very plentiful as they get ready for winter. If you find lots of small holes in your yard, you have a skunk munching in the night while you sleep. In EE class, we learned about milkweed. The seeds are perfect to collect this time of year. We measured the length and width of the pods to see if they had any correlation to the number of seeds in a pod. Once the seeds are dried out and refrigerated, they can be planted next spring with the goal that they will attract upcoming monarchs. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Lexi. Nice job. Boy, lots of stuff over there. The creeks are flooded, as we might expect. You know, the rain has been persistent. Voles seeking shelter. 10-11, first snow. Fall colors at their peak. Dragonflies, painted lady butterflies, and a tree frog. All nice, probably last observations of those for the year. We just don't know until we actually get through the year and look back, but we'll have them on our calendar just in case. Buck rubs, skunks eating in the yards, milkweed seeds. The kids are very active over there at the North Shore Community School.